Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners will hold a called meeting at 9 a.m. this morning to finish off the fiscal year. On the agenda are also some final budget amendments, the new health plan for the detention center, an economic development resolution, and scheduling a public hearing for a large gathering ordinance that's been requested by the school system. Now, that gathering ordinance is in response to protests at Williams Township School in April. Civil rights activists allegedly disrupted classes and intimidated parents at the school after a teacher was accused of making racist comments. The Columbus County School Board will also hold a call meeting this morning at 9 a.m. to wrap up their fiscal year. The North Carolina Governor's Highway Safety Program, local law enforcement, and traffic safety officials are kicking off Operation Firecracker Booze It and Lose It today. The campaign runs through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will be conducting enhanced patrols and checkpoints in order to take impaired drivers off the road. So folks, don't drink and drive. U.S. Senator Tom Tillis announced Sunday that he will not seek re-election next year. Tillis made the announcement after voting with Democrats against the so-called Big Beautiful Bill now before Congress. President Donald Trump vowed to support any primary candidate against Tillis in 2026. Democrats are expected to nominate former Governor Roy Cooper for the Senate seat, which will mean we will have a bitter senatorial race next year. Operation Heatwave netted 22 narcotic suspects in Columbus and 3 in Bladen County last week. The sheriff's office said the drug roundup resulted in seizures of cocaine, opiates, marijuana, methamphetamines, illegal firearms, and cash. We have much more on the story on our website. After today, Taber City will no longer be accepting water payments for Columbus County water customers. The town will only collect money from its own customers starting today. Do not leave payments in the drop box at City Hall for county water bills. Today is Smoke in the City, the launch for Fire and EMS at the Sheepdog Foundation on Lee Street. That's in downtown Whiteville, of course. Fire and rescue personnel eat for free between 12 and 2. Everyone is welcome. Civilians are encouraged to make a donation. To-go plates will be available for those who are on duty. It's Independence Day week, and the celebrations kick off tomorrow. The town of Brunswick will hold its 4th of July extravaganza at the county fairgrounds starting at 7 p.m. The evening will end with a fireworks display around 9. The Columbus County Fireworks Celebration, 38th annual, as a matter of fact, is set for South Columbus High School on Thursday at 6 p.m. There'll be live entertainment, food trucks, and much more leading up to the biggest fireworks display in the county. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Family 4th with a golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Everyone is welcome to participate. Make sure that you decorate your vehicles in a patriotic manner. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church are going to host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. There'll be games, a dunking booth, food, live music, and more. The carnival will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. Tavern is going to have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on July 5th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Tavern Event Field. And the Veterans Memorial Park is having Freedom Fest again this year. That's going to be July 5th from 9 until 2 p.m. You can look for a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and all kinds of fun for the kids. And they still have room for participants in the yard sale, so contact them via Facebook for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.